Hello everyone, it's time again for Heart to Heart, the website broadcast that the Lord instructed to do, and I thank God for what he's doing. I thank the Lord for how he operates with mankind. His plan, when he reveals it, you can find out that he started it a long time ago. And when he raised up people to do mighty works, he worked with people and trained them, just like with Moses. When Moses when he raised up Moses in Egypt to guide his people out of Israel, it started from the time he was born. Now, not everybody thought things were going to be the same, but the Lord prepared everything in time until the 400 years was fulfilled. Now, he told Father Abraham that his descendants, his children, would be captive in a country for 400 years, and they would leave wealthy, which happened. Now, but before this happened, when Moses was born, Satan was trying to kill the person that would deliver them. He thought that Moses would be the son of the seed of woman. So he tried to stop the plan of God. So he activated Pharaoh through fear. Pharaoh saw how the numbers of Israel was multiplying faster than the Egyptians, and they were about to be outnumbered by the Hebrews. So all the male children the year Moses was born, Pharaoh ordered them to be killed. And his sister put Moses in a basket, and he was found by Pharaoh's daughter, raised in Pharaoh's house. And he was a Levite. He was free. He didn't learn to be in bondage. He was raised as a free child, and he loved God. And he was a Levite. He was a priest. He was in the line of the priest. And also he was a prophet. But when it was time for them to be delivered, the Lord trained Moses. He had him to keep cows for 40 years. He was a cowboy for 40 years. And when he came back, the Lord gave him wisdom. He gave him training. And then he led the people out of Egypt. Now, the same thing happened when Jesus came. When the wise man went to Herod, Herod ordered the children Jesus' age to be killed, trying to kill the newborn king, because he loved his position more than the will of God. Now, the last website broadcast, we talked about training. First, we talked about, the one before that, we talked about being willing. When the Lord trains you, first you have to be willing, and then you have to love God to be willing. And as the Lord trains you for a purpose, you have to make adjustments. And that's what we're going to deal with today. The Lord put on, after, as soon as I was finishing up the last one on training, the Lord saw that shortly after that, the Lord put on my heart to talk about adjustments. We have to make adjustments in the way that we have to transition from the way we think to the way that God thinks. Once he revealed to us and guide us into what he wants us to do, it's our duty to make adjustments, lasting adjustments. If we make those adjustments, then we can continue with the plan of God. A lot of people, they say just because they went to seminary school or they've been studying for years under that pastor, they think they're ready for ministry. All those things are wonderful, and good quality Bible schools and pastors and going to church is wonderful. But there's no substitute for the training of God. And once the Lord begins to train us, we have to. If we don't make the adjustments, we lose the training. It's as simple as that. You can't let God train you and remain in your old patterns, because then the training will do no good. The adjustments come as we yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth. This should not be, this is not a strange teaching, because this is what the Word of God gives us to do. We have to study the Word of God and receive it in our heart. Now the Holy Spirit comes up and he has something to relate to us with. He can relate to his word. And then he'll give us instruction. And once we're faithful with those instructions and make the adjustments we need, now we can learn some more. And it keeps going. And see, that was a word that the Lord had given some time ago. I'm going to read it. I have it on my wall in my garage. It says, a work on which the Holy Spirit will rest upon is a work which the Lord has structured. Then the Lord said, my people are capable of doing impossibilities only if they follow through with my leading. I will lead the trusting man and expose all areas in which he must make corrections. I will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life and cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit system, his learning, as well as all of his actions. I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word, and he will understand true freedom, love, power. And only then, at that time, will he completely obey my lead to perfection and do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. At this point, my people, at this point, my people cannot fail or fall short as they obey my lead. I will only lead my people in the foremost greater ways after they are faithful with my minor leading within their lives, saith the Lord. If my people won't be faithful in small things, they cannot be considered for greater responsibilities, for it is foolish to expect an unstable man to live a stable life. Now, the Lord does things according to wisdom. He will not do foolish things. The reason is, it's easy for the Lord to do a mighty work through a person. It will blow their mind. It will take them off. They won't know what happened. They'll be just as surprised as the audience who listened to them. The Lord can take any Christian and say, go lay hands on that person, and he can do a miracle through it. And he does these things. But what happens is people will look at that person in a different way. And if their life is not mature, they will believe that it's okay for them to be immature. No different from that person. And they'll bear fruit after their kind. However they are, that'll be the way that their fruit will be. That will be the way that the people who receive from their ministry will act. So, if you try to do his will without training, it's not going to work right. God cannot give you the next step until you receive what he's saying and make adjustments. This was a word that I wrote some years back that the Lord gave to me. He said he will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life and cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit system, and his learning, as well as all of his actions. Sometimes people focus on the actions. Well, they did nothing about the habit system. They did nothing about their thoughts. And Satan's still there pulling strings. Just like with Pharaoh, just like with Herod. See, it's not a problem. Jesus said, he that believes will do greater works than me. Now, if you don't do these things, how in the world, if we don't make adjustments in our lives, in the small things, we're not going to be ready for the greater things. Adjustments are good. Adjustments are fun because you're going to have an advantage that nobody can teach you. When you make the, as you, all you're doing is obeying God. Every time he show you something, do what he said do. If his instructions come to you, study the word. Study the word. Go and pray and ask him all the questions you can come up with. See, when people, the last broadcast we talked about David, how he, when the drought came, he asked the Lord, why did the drought come? In order to get to the root of the problem, so that he could kill the drought. And the Lord showed him it was Saul who didn't keep covenant with the Gibeonites. And see, you can't do wrong and then everything be lovely. Something's going to happen. Something's going to break. When things are not going right, go ask the Lord why. So that he can show you what happened so that you can kill it. And then you can build a fortress against it. And then you can live. Now, Jesus said something in Luke chapter 16. He was talking about the unjust steward. And he did something wise. He was steward of a store. And his boss decided to fire him. So he went and got everybody that owed him money and told them to pay a portion of that bill. So that when he lost his job, he'd have friends. Okay. Now you can read that for yourself in case I left something out, because I don't like to really skip over what Jesus says. It's so rich. But look, I want to focus down here at verse 8. It says, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. I'm going to read that again. The Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. The world system, people, they understand something. And the something that they understand, they learn how to work it. It's not perfect. It's definitely not blessed. But in the world, you can operate and you can live a decent life if you work the system. If you go to work and work, now they don't know about believing God for help. But they go learn a trade or a skill or a profession, and then they work the job. They learn to work the job, and they learn to do good at it. And then they get a loan and buy a house. They get a loan and buy a car. They get a loan and buy furniture. And they live nicely and they pay it off. And if they can stay out of trouble, they'll get to pay everything off. And eventually they'll be debt free. And their lives will be pretty much something to look at. They work the system. But the average Christian knows nothing about how the kingdom of God works. And that's what I'm trying to kill now. I'm trying to kill these sacred cows that people have set up. Sometimes Christians think, well, God, he sends trouble to help me grow. I've heard all this foolishness. God does not, he don't send people trouble to make them grow. The devil's trying to stop your progress. Blame him for the things that, and people are not learning how to resist him. The Bible tells us, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But in other words, they preach excuses. Because they never took the time to understand. And they preach excuses. They preach bondage. The Lord trains people. He trains you to use his word and learn how the kingdom work. And when the rich young ruler came, he had a problem. He had an idol. The rich young ruler asked Jesus what he must do to enter heaven. And he kept the Ten Commandments. He did the heart of the law. But he had a problem. He loved his money more than he loved God. He loved God. He really did. Because he came bowing. He was happy to see Jesus and to hear from him. And Jesus said, one thing you lack. Go and sell all that you have. Give to the poor and come and follow me. And he thought that God wanted him to be poor. And modern ministers think that God wanted him to be poor. Now, if he obeyed the Lord, if he loved the Lord more, he would have done that. And he would have found out that as he gave away his stuff, as sold his stuff to help the poor, more would have come to him. It's just like the little boy's lunch. And I love the way Brother Horton talked about this. If you look on the audio page, on the first audio page, not the second audio page, there's a link that you can click on. It says classic. And Brother Horton explained this better than anybody I ever heard. It just opened, the day he preached that word, it just opened my eyes to many things. And if you click on that, you'll hear it. And he'll do it justice. Let him do that. But one thing he said, when you give God everything in your life and let him bless it, he'll multiply it and give it back to you. See, the Lord wasn't trying to make the rich young ruler poor. He was trying to get him over his problem of loving his money more than God. And sometime in order to make adjustments, you got to do something that's opposite to what you're doing. The Lord's not going to hurt you. You're going to be better off, and it's going to work. And there will be a season. It may look like it's not working, but when the Lord do something, he does it well. He does things by wisdom. He does things because it's holy, and he does things because out of love. Love is first. All of God's decisions come from the heart of love. All of his actions are holy. That's how he governs everything. He made everything you see in love because of three attributes: love, holiness, and wisdom. And those are three things he applied to everything he do. Now that's another story. But anyway, keep that in mind. Because the Lord will not give you something foolish to do. Because he loves you. So when the Lord says something, to do something, the enemy is going to try to stop it. So just tell Satan right off the bat, you can't stop this work. You can't hinder me at all. You can't use people's lack of understanding against me. All the wrong advice you give, I rebuke it. And I bless the work that God has given me. I make the change God has given me to make. You have to say these things to make adjustments. Speak the word. Speak what God said do. Speak life to it. I will do the will of God. I love the will of God. I will make the changes necessary. I will study God. I want to study God's word. I desire to study God's word. And when you study God's word with that kind of attitude, it makes you want to do it more. You set something in motion when you speak it. Never leave anything of God to happenstance. That's one of the worst mistakes you can ever make. You'll never make the change that you designed to make if you leave things to happenstance. Don't trust happenstance. Don't think it's just going to happen because God said it. Don't think it's going to happen because you want to do it. Because there's different levels of walking in faith. Now, when you receive what God, most people receive what God say with gladness. But when they're challenged, imagine walking forward at a nice pace. You're going forward in the Lord. Nobody's bothering you. But then a challenge comes. You slow down. And you stop and think. Is this challenge true? Am I missing something? And then if you ever get over that hurdle, you continue on. Then the enemy try to attack what you're doing. And people talk negatively about it. And then if you listen to that junk, you slow down. Well, they're not going to think I'm wise. What do I do now? If you consider that, you stop what you're doing. But if you consider what God said, you go on boldly. You speak life into it in the face of opposition. And you contend to do God's word. And you fight the good fight of faith. You stop Satan in his track. You tell Satan, all of your plan against my life is dead. And you go on boldly. And you trust. When God gives me something to do, I don't trust other people to do it. For instance, when I do a radio broadcast, I take it to the radio station myself. I never ask anybody to drop one off for me. Because some people can't fight. The enemy will cause them to do something else. Wreck their car. Anything. You know, people, they'll forget. He'll make them forget. Because he don't want. I do what God said. I make sure I do my part. And it always works. I don't have trouble. Unless people are. But if you trust people that don't fight to do something of God, it's not going to work. You have to make adjustments to go forward. You have to receive what he's saying. Receive the training. Make the adjustments. Speak the word. Speak life into whatever you're doing. And you will see what the old preacher been talking about. When you transition into doing things God's way, you're doing it. You never seen anybody else do it in most cases. And you may be the first person you know that's doing something that's different. Because God, I say that because the plan of God is so unique. Now this is dealing with what he gives you to do as a this is I'm talking about now what he gives you to do in ministry. It's your ministry will be unique. He's fulfilling a need that many people are not doing. Now, if it's true, if he told the truth about how the children of this world are in that generation wiser than the children of light, that means that most people don't know what to do. And when the Lord reveals something, he revealed it to people, what he reveals you to do personally, he probably hadn't done it before. He definitely never did it the way he's given you to do it. So you have to get a good firm understanding of what he wants and what he's guiding you to do, and it's going to work. It's going to be different. My ministry is different than anything I ever seen. Most people don't know how important it is. But I've had the conversations with the Lord. He told me what he's doing, how he's doing it, why he's doing it the way. And there were a lot of time went by. I didn't know how important it was. I couldn't see it until he told me what he was doing, the strategy of it. They don't know about the strategy. They don't know how God, you know, because God didn't tell them. And he revealed things to me that he was doing a long time ago. And I'm just rejoicing. And I always thought it was going to go a certain way, and it never did. And the Lord kept telling me things that he was doing, and I didn't see it. But now I understand. And there's a reason for it. Now, the instructions he gives you to do personally, they multiply. Remember what, this is how the kingdom works. People just don't understand the principles of God. It's so simple. Everything of God is simple. It works easy. I was blessed to hear Lester Summerall. I'm going to tell you about some successes and failures that I've had. Lester Summerall said, everything of God, it works easy. It works simple. If it's not simple and it's gotten complicated, you didn't let the devil in. You know, the devil's got involved at that point. Now look how easy this is. When God made man, he said, verse 28, this is Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Now, just consider how easy this is. It said, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now that sounds real simple, don't it? You'll read right past it and think nothing of it. Now let's break it down. When the Lord opened this up to me, he showed me how he does things. Be fruitful. A fruit, you can eat a fruit and it'll give you energy today. You can plant the seed, and in Adam's day, that seed will grow. There was no sin in the earth, it will grow quick. Not magically quick, but it will grow in due time. At the rate that, without disturbance, there was no weeds, there was nothing to slow it down. And you'd have a peach tree in about 3 years with many peaches on it. Now, if you're fruitful, I said, Lord, what is, you said, be like a fruit. And I said, what is being fruitful? Now, that may sound like a dumb question, but you need to ask the Lord some dumb sounding questions, because I wanted to gain understanding. He said, being fruitful is preparing yourself to give profit. You're preparing yourself to give profit. Then the next step, he said, was multiply. Multiply. Oda Berry said to multiply is to at least double. But multiply throughout your life. Multiply in your knowledge. Don't let the things that you know about God be few. Double it. Double it. Double that. Multiply. Keep doubling what you learn. Keep on multiplying. Change. Adapt. Adjust to better. When the Lord taught me things that I needed to know concerning prosperity, going forward, I had to learn to think bigger. I would limit. No man can live beyond his vision. Jesus in Proverbs said, without where there's no vision, the people perish. Now this really happened when I had my first business. I had it real bad. And the Lord, it took a long time for him to get me out of the thought process. When I would go to work, when I had a job before I got had my first business, I didn't make a lot of money. So I used to have to make it count. So when I made about $200, I thought I did real good. Or if I made $300, I thought I did real good. Now, this was back in the 80s when $300 was $300. $300 nowadays is about $30. So if I made $300, it's like I just started pausing. I didn't expect to make any more. I felt like I did something. Like I made a... I felt like I did great. And, you know, I probably wouldn't do any better than that. I didn't even think about it. That's something you pick up in the world. That was a habit. That's something that, it was like a habit. If I make that much money, I did good enough for the week. Time went by. Years went by. Decade. And it caused me, there were times I could have made a lot more, but I wouldn't, you know. I didn't, you live by your faith. Faith goes forward. It goes beyond. There were weeks I made a lot more than that, but if I made that amount, I was comfortable. Well, vision doesn't work that way. When you have the vision of God, there are no limits. And I had a lot of needs. I had a lot of things to be responsible about. There was a lot of things I could have been doing. And the Lord trained me. He worked with me. He worked with you where you are. When there are no limits, God is the one who said multiply. Be fruitful, prepare yourself to give profit, and multiply. Don't just make enough for yourself. Make enough to be a blessing. When I first got saved and learned about tithing, I said, I don't want to give 10%. I want to give 90% and live off 10% because I love God so much. I would have had to have a super job to do that. But I really did want to do that. Because I love the heart of God. I love getting people saved. I love being involved with the work of God. When I didn't have no money, I used to go and clean up the church. I wanted to do something. me and the guys at our Refuge Temple, when we used to go there, that church in North Birmingham, we every Friday evening we'd go and clean up the truck. It helped us stay out of trouble. And then we were doing something for God. We'd even polish the pews. When you want to do something for God, there is something to do. And God blessed us. He really did. One guy is a bishop now, and the other one's a pastor. God called me to be an apostle. When you serve God, God has something to work with. But I had to make the adjustments that I can make more than $300 a week. And, you know, most people would laugh at that and say, well, you know, you got to make more than that, even if it was the 80s. But people are where they at for whatever reason. And the Lord will help reel you out of it. The next step, he said, after you multiply, replenish the earth. Refill the earth. The earth was once populated. God made Adam. Now he said repopulate it. Now this doesn't mean just fill it up with people. If you're going to replenish the earth, you got to have some wisdom. You got to have knowledge. Now this is not limited to population. That's how people take it. This principle, being fruitful, works in every area of life. It works in your marriage. In your marriage, be fruitful. Be a blessing to your spouse. Multiply in the ways of God. Replenish your marriage. Make it full. Subdue it. Don't let it get out of control. Have dominion over it. Don't let anything attack it. It goes with you personally. Don't let anything dominate your life other than you.